Bill 5053. We're going to talk about relief nurseries. And I do want for the record that the dollar amount that has been budgeted is not adequate to take care of the relief nursery's wait list needs. And we will note that in our budget record. And also I will be pursuing the reconciliation of the Christmas tree because it was my intent that we try to get some of that taken care of. There's, I understand that all of the relief nurseries have waiting lists. And that there is a need to, and I believe that's something like $375,000 that is needed for that particular issue.
And related to that, then I would withdraw the recommendation for the budget note in terms of the relief nursery distribution, with the understanding that the level of funding that made available, that there will be some further discussions on how that money gets allocated out. So there wouldn't be a budget note in this budget report at this time that specifies how those monies get allocated out.
Okay.
There is one additional budget note that I didn't talk about in terms of the flexible funding streams where we had proposed reconfiguring some of those. If you look on your budget note page, the second budget note from the bottom expresses the subcommittee's support for funding the administrative costs of the local commissions from an allocation for the local staffing grants, not from percentage allocations from the other funding streams. Now, the intention of this budget note is not to make a change in how the commission is working during this biennium, but as stated there, during the 2001-03 interim, have the commission work with the local commissions to help better define what the local commission's responsibilities are and their staffing costs would be, and then come back next biennium with some recommendations based on that discussion.
Representative Schrader, we'll take these in blocks and start with the final subcommittee recommended budget.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we adopt the final subcommittee recommended budget. General fund, $61,398,701. Other funds, $21,667,206. Federal funds, $275,501. For total funds of $83,341,408. 36 positions, or 34.5 FTE.
Representative Schrader moves that we approve the House Bill 5053 for $61,398,701 general fund dollars, $21,667,206 other funds, $275,501 federal funds for total funds of $83,341,408. 36 positions and 34.5 FTE. Is there any objection? Representative Carlson.
Madam Chair, I'm going to be an objection to the budget, and I want to explain my reasons. First of all, I want to just say how pleased I am that we're rolling out Healthy Start. This has been a long time coming, and I think it's marvelous. Family Resource Center restoration, of course, is very critical. It's a critical program and one that I've advocated for a long time, and relief nurseries as well serve a very important role. I would have appreciated perhaps more discussion in the budget negotiations about how relief nurseries and alcohol and drug programs actually fit together within a context. I think one of the visions that we had early on with House Bill 2004 in 1993 is that relief nurseries would actually be a center-based delivery system for those mental health and alcohol and drug programs, and that really is kind of puts the finishing touch, if you will, on a Healthy Start home visiting program when you can have therapeutic preschool parent training and those other services where people can build trust and actually be involved in the program. And I understand this is a little bit of a different configuration the way, and we'll get into that in the next budget piece. The concern that I have is around the flexible funds. While I do appreciate the move to be more flexible in terms of the block granting of the funds, and we'll be looking at statutory provision of that, I believe, in either 965 or here in 2330, it is still about a 29% reduction, as we noted on the record. It's almost still $100,000 below where the governor's printed budget is. In Marion County, there's some important programs, court-appointed special advocates, our warm line, our youth shelter, our day shelter that will most likely not be funded under this current budget. And I do want to also declare a potential conflict of interest because I do consulting work and planning with Marion and Douglas counties. But I also want to make it very clear on the record that these increases go completely to programs. They do not go to planning. So I'm not advocating for dollars that would be involved in my consulting business, but for dollars important and critical programs in Marion County that will not be funded with this budget. So that is my statement for the record.
Any other objections? Objection Bates.
I'm not objecting. I will pass this out as far as I'm concerned. I will vote for it, but I have concerns that I want to put on the record. One is very similar to a representative Carlson. That is that we are asking to be make Sophie's choice here in this budget. This is the most difficult budget I think we're going to pass out. I'm concerned about the effects it's going to have on juveniles, especially. I have concerns about parity amongst the counties and how this money is being distributed. I know some counties have already done a Healthy Start, some have not. There's concerns in my mind about that. It's very muddy to me how the money is being spent and how it's being rolled out. Having said that, I still will vote for the budget. It's something that we need to look at in the interim to make sure these monies are going where we want to and going where the greatest need is, not just a simple capitation based on people living in the county.
Representative Patrick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll echo Dr. Bates's perspective from Southern Oregon as well. I echo both he and Representative Carlson's concerns on this budget. I will be a yes vote. However, I think it's unfortunate that, you know, while we're putting $11 million in additional funding in health, alcohol, and drug services, that we can't move some of that money around to backfill some of the flexible funding and get a little bit less in the alcohol and drug or statewide program. I know that path has been gone down and the governor's drawn the line in the sand. At the point where at the close of the session, I would applaud Representative Carlson for her hard work and you, Madam Chair, for trying to ensure that we got the best budget we could. I think that you negotiated on behalf of your committee in very good faith, and I certainly appreciate what you have done. I would like to ask a question, though, on the increase in capacity for relief nurseries.
Yes.
My understanding was that there was going to be a relief nursery in Jackson County.
That's correct.
Okay. Because it didn't reflect that in the budget note.
In the negotiations that were held, we had proposed an expansion to Southern Oregon. We didn't specifically say Jackson County, although we knew Jackson County wanted one, as well as Eastern Oregon, as well as a mobile unit. And in this tight budget environment, the dollars were not there. In addition, we did, if you recall when we started, that what was not on the agenda when we first began this discussion was the family resource centers, which was put back, and there were some other dollars that were shifted and put back. I believe Together for Children was another one that had not been in the original budget discussions. And as those of you who know, that's one of my highest priorities was relief nurseries. So in this put and take process that we're involved with in putting budgets together, I would love to have stood up here today and said that you would have gotten the total everything that we all wanted. But the facts are in this building and, you know, in a restricted budget environment, when we're not only talking about the service for children and families and the needs there and the needs for teenagers, we're also, this committee has the task of lifting the budget for everything that has to do with human services. And when we came into this building, those cuts were probably around $120 million. I think we've done a yeoman's job, and I do want to thank you. And I, for one, when I said that I will continue to look at, if we do happen to have a Christmas tree, I will be there trying to get more for it. But the I share your concerns, and I share the need for the juvie population. But I also share the concern that at some point we have to address the front end of the system, and we have to address the need for prevention. I think probably when I stood on the floor yesterday, I think it was yesterday, this building, this time is going by so fast, and to do the DHS reorg, I reminded myself when I was back here in 1969 and in 1971 that those of us who were in the field of delivering social services talked about prevention then. And, you know, I thought about how long sometimes it takes us to get the message that if we do not start making an investment in children and families at the front end, that we pay so much more heavily on the back end of this system. And so I know that looking at the children's plan, that there is that hope and that desire to begin doing some front end work and recognizing that I'm not going to get all that I want in this session, but hopefully we will make a good down payment.
To finish on your response, Madam Chair, I appreciate what you've done, and I think you've been a great advocate, and I wish you'd gotten everything you want. I think Oregon would be better off if that had been the case, but I just wanted to say finally that I think also the way this budget's put together, it penalizes counties who have been innovative, like Jackson County. We have continually used over and over Jackson County as a model, and for providing services and for our Healthy Start things and other things that we've done in Jackson County. And I don't think it.
Yeah. I guess I have a totally different perspective than most of my colleagues, and I think it's important for us to remember that some of these counties did have and have had greater benefits than other counties because they have been models. Other counties have not had the opportunity to partake in some of the programs that have proven very effective. So I don't resent the fact that now some of the other counties are getting to hopefully profit from the good experiences and the pioneering that were done in others, and I think that's good. I would also point out to my colleagues that back when 2004 was passed, there was a lot of controversy over about the early intervention, and it was a mantra from the Republican Party, which was a good mantra, I think, that we need to be spending more time, more money in these areas. This was battled in the 95 and again in the 97 session, and there was a lot of discomfort last session with the governor's juvenile crime package because he supposedly wasn't targeting early intervention. We've had a lot of great testimony, a good representative from Marion County at the end of the dais here educated me that, you know, that's a very important process. And I think this is great. We are rolling out Healthy Start statewide. I mean, that should be our goal. It should not be just a pilot program here and a pilot program there. There should be an opportunity for all of our young people to benefit. I agree with the chair that it is critical you put money on in the early side. The most startling statistic we had was that nearly 50% of the first births in the state are to young women that have no husband. I mean, it's single parents. I mean, this is terrible. I mean, we have to correct that. To the extent that we can reach people early, prevent the second burst if that's where we want to go. This is an entirely voluntary program, I point out. I mean, that's been said again and again. Our job in Ways and Means is to allocate the money. A lot of the policy questions have been raised here. That they're good policy questions, but that's not our job, really, to debate these. That's not our job. That's been done upstairs at right some length, as a matter of fact. I would suggest that one of the best things I see here that really appeals to me is at least we're beginning to knock down some of the silos. Again, one of the calls I've heard again and again from my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, particularly my Republican colleagues, is that we have to have more flexibility. This budget begins to do that. Mm-hmm. It means that certain individual programs will no longer be designated for funding. Does that mean the counties can't do that? No. There will be puts and takes. And yes, there are some hits in this budget. I think that's very evident. But there's been hits in every single budget we've dealt with, every single department in the state. And to assume that someone's going to get off without any hits, I think, is an illusion. I think that the sheet that LFO gave us that talks about the county distribution comparisons, I think it's important to know, compared to last session, yes, the CSL may not be great, but compared to last session, almost every county benefits. When you add in all the early childhood dollars, all the commission dollars, all the juvenile crime prevention dollars, almost every county. There are a few rural counties we're going to have to watch very carefully in the interim, to make sure they're okay. But every other county does very well. The idea we're cutting is wrong. We're not cutting. the CSL is an illusion. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean just because the CSL is there, we have to go there. I would hope with the creative look, the creativity that is in this budget, with the children's plan, yes, it's a leap of faith. But colleagues, I think it's a leap we have to take, because with this creativity, we may be able to do things better, do more things better. I'd also point out that in the discussions that the good chair has had with the governor's office and other members, interested parties on the other side of the building, we've reduced the cost tremendously. Some great things have been found. The discussions have been very fruitful. There are, you know, some things that we didn't have to do that are not in this budget. So I think this has been worked out very, very, very thoroughly. I know that several of the members that have talked are going to be back next time. I'm sure that they'll make sure it's done right and correct any problems. But I would suggest to our colleagues, this is something that I think we should be proud of, go up the hill for, with hopefully the thought that, yes, we're going to be revisiting it, make sure it works like it was supposed to, and address the concerns, I think, that some of the counties have as time goes on. So I think this is a good budget.
Senator Yee.
Well, you know, I've been concerned with the accountability of the commission for a long time. For a while, the auditors reported that they had 42% administration. So, but now they have been making improvement, and they have even committed to report on their performance every year. For up to now, I have never seen any performance measures. But they are going to report their performance beginning next year in 5 major areas. And they have prepared performance measures broken down in counties. And I have prepared the members' counties' performance measure in 5 major areas. And I think this is very important. This way they can prioritize their funding in areas that need improvement. For example, in Lynn County, they show that their 8th graders use higher alcohol than the state average.
Must be something about this capital.
So I think it is a good
Marion County
improvement, and they are going to finally make reports, and they're going to be more accountable. So they want to make sure that they use research-based and proven practices in all the local areas. So I'm pleased with the improvement.
And I want to thank you, Senator Yee. If there's no other Representative Carlson is a no, are there any other no's?
One last comment, Madam Chair.
Representative Banks.
This is very quick. I just want to make it clear that when we get to the Christmas tree, if we get to it, that my number one priority in our overall budget is the flexible funds for counties. Thank you.
With that, no other objections or no's. House Bill 5053, subcommittee recommend budget is approved.
Madam Chair. Mm-hmm.
Representative Schrader.
I'd like to recommend the restoration of Babies First Services to the tune of $1,300,000 general fund, one FTE. Get the federal funding position for the children's plans activities and services to the tune of $94,095 general funds, $76,986 federal funds, for a total of $171,081 total funds, one position, one FTE. Add funding in the DHS budget for mental health, alcohol, and drug services related to the children's plan to the tune of $11 million general fund.
Representative Schrader moves that we approve House Bill 5053 and restore Babies First Services and staff at $1,300,000 with one FTE and federal funding position for children's plan activity services and add funding for at $94,095 general fund, $76,986 federal funds, or total funds of $171,081 with one FTE. Adding funding for mental health, alcohol, and drug service related to children's plan at $11 million general fund with total funds of $11 million for total Department of Human Resources of $12,394,095 general fund, $76,986 federal funds, total funds of $12,471,081 with two positions and two FTEs. Is there any discussion? Representative Carlson.
And Madam Chair, two things. One is I also appreciate very much your advocacy for this committee. I didn't say it in my last discussion, but I very much do. Second of all, I had a question for Sheila on the assumptions that were made in rolling out Healthy Start and over the 36 counties and the numbers of people that would be served. And I noticed in the budget note there's a statement of expectation that there would be 3,600 families statewide with the mental health and alcohol and drug money. How do those assumptions for 3,600 families line up with the assumptions on the numbers being served in the prior part of the budget that was just approved?
Madam Chair, Representative Carlson, the pricing for the mental health and the alcohol and drug services is not tied directly to the Healthy Start rollout. How those numbers were arrived at includes the Healthy Start families that could be served, but also recognizes that there may be other families that come into the system based on other local early identification efforts. So, in the governor's initial budget, the $14 million was based on the number of first-birth families statewide, estimating that of those families, somewhere around 32% would actually need either some mental health services for the children early on or alcohol and drug services for the parents. So based on that and an average cost of about $300,000 for a treatment service, that's how they came up with the $14 million, and then it was scaled back from that, recognizing that there was some reduction in the phase-in, but it still anticipates serving more families than just based on the Healthy Start rollout.
Thank you.
Is there any objection to passing out the total Department of Human Resources? Approved. Representative Schrader.
I'm sure I'd like to recommend approval of the budget notes, the one
that we have to do. Okay.
The Healthy Start, State Commission on Children and Families, rollout that talks about the rolling out of the Healthy Start program, reemphasizing it is a voluntary program, and the authority for the commission to review the staffing needs as time goes on. The budget note on the Babies First program, the budget note on the high-quality after-school child care, the budget note dealing with the local administration evaluation costs, and the mental health, alcohol, and drug services budget note that LFO has read to us today.
Representative Trader moves that we adopt the budget notes for Healthy Start, Babies First, high-quality after-school child care, local administration and evaluation costs, mental health, alcohol, and drug services. Is there any discussion or objection?
Are you including the statement of expectation also?
We'll do that next.
Okay.
Madam Chair, just have one question.
Representative Carlson.
The relief nursery budget note that we're not doing because there's going to be more discussion, that will show up in a later bill. Is that my understanding, that there will be a budget note that will allocate by nursery what the final decision is?
I don't know whether it'll show up in an additional note. It is the understanding that the individuals, both the nurseries and the commission, and Sheila and myself will work to try to clarify the issue and the cost out, the distribution.
Thank you.
Is there any objection? Approved.
Madam Chair.
Administrator.
I'd like to recommend that the committee approve the statement of expectations regarding mental health, alcohol, and drug services as outlined by LFO today.
Representative Schrader moves that we adopt the statement of expectation as for mental health, alcohol, and drug services as outlined by LFO. Is there any discussion? Senator Yee.
Does that mean the $11 million will go to Oregon Health Plan budget?
Madam Chair, Senator Yee, it will not go to the health plan budget per se. The intention is that it would get administered through the Office of Medical Assistance Programs, but as you may remember from their budget, they do other programs as well as the health plan. So this would be a separate non-Oregon Health Plan program allocation.
So, well, if the families are going to benefit from the alcohol and drug treatment, they would be covered by the Oregon Health Plan, and therefore they go into Oregon Health Plan.
As I understand, some will and some will not be covered. Not all will be you know, they may or may not be covered. And the concept, as I understand it, is that the, as the problem is identified, that the dollars follow the family and the child, so that the Oregon Health Plan becomes the mechanism for payment. And for where those counties that may not be able to do that, to make, do that kind of participation, we have designated those, and those are some of the rural counties that the Association of Oregon County was concerned about, to work out, you know, a process to where if they didn't have the services available, that they could still access. So it's really designed for the services to follow the child and the family.
So if they're not So if they're not covered by Oregon Health Plan, that money could go to county to help the ones that are not covered by health plan, but still income low enough to be helped.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Is there any other discussion? Any questions? Any objections? How much more time? You move it to full.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move House Bill 5053, the final wrap-up and recommendation for the State Commission on Children and Families and Department of Human Services recommendations, as well as the budget notes and statement of expectations and a do-pass recommendation.
Representative Schrader moves that we in House Bill 53 to full Ways and Means with a do-pass recommendation. Is there any objection? As amended.
I'll get an objection.
You, we have Representative Carlson is noted as a no vote. Any other no votes? Senator Yee?
I'm
the Senator. I'm the Senator. Yeah,
We've got a call.
Well, that's why they're waiting. I wonder, I thought they were enjoying our committee. We will reschedule the other.
Call or no call? We've enjoyed this committee. This has been a great committee, and we've had a great chair. And I wasn't lying when I said we were actually going to get the chair gift. We saved enough money in this budget that we could afford the chair of our committee. And we really appreciate your offices. This is a tough discussion. I think this is an example of how our committee, despite our differences, and all have the same concern in the state of Oregon, led by the chair. So we appreciate it.
Well, I think the audience has seen it.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much. Yes. Representative Jackie Winters, in appreciation, 71st Legislative Assembly, Human Resources Subcommittee 2001.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's
in New York.
Tiffany's in New York. No, we need to go to the floor.
Okay.
We're going to come back.
We are adjourned.